Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming increasingly relevant in the world of AI: vector databases and their role, or lack thereof, in retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. It's important to understand why this matters, because many businesses might be investing in technology they don't actually need.
Absolutely. The article argues that not every project requires a vector database. With the rise of RAG, there's this assumption that these databases are essential. But is that the reality? What are the actual use cases?
Great point. A vector database is designed to handle high-dimensional data and is excellent for managing embeddings that AI models generate. But if your needs are straightforward, like basic data retrieval, you might not need the extra complexity.
Right, and the author emphasizes starting with simpler solutions. For instance, if someone is merely categorizing documents, a traditional relational database might suffice. It's all about finding the right tool for the job.
Exactly, and think about it. Implementing a vector database can come with significant costs and complexity. So, businesses should be assessing their actual data needs before jumping in.
That makes sense. Can you give me an example? Maybe a scenario where a vector database really shines and another where it doesn't? Sure. Let's say you're working on a recommendation system for a streaming service. A vector database would efficiently handle user preferences and suggest content based on complex patterns. On the flip side, if you're just storing customer names and emails, a simple NoSQL database would do just fine. That's a clear distinction. And it illustrates,